Good morning, River Church. Today is the first day of Advent when we get to celebrate Jesus coming down, being born, and becoming a man so that he could redeem all of mankind. And this was an event that was looked forward to from the prophets all the way back to Adam and Eve when they first fell and needed a savior. And the prophet Isaiah says this: "A shoot will grow out of Jesse's rootstock. A bud will sprout from his roots. The Lord's spirit will rest on him. A spirit that gives extraordinary wisdom. A spirit that provides the ability to execute plans. A spirit that produces absolute loyalty to the Lord. He will take delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by mere appearance or make decisions on the base of hearsay. He will treat the poor fairly and make right decisions for the downtrodden of the earth." After Jesus, Paul in Galatians says this: "But when the appropriate time had come, God sent out his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we may become adopted as sons with full rights. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, who calls Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir through God. And I will add daughter as well. You are a child of the Most High King because of what Jesus did." And we have our Advent wreath here. And we light the first candle because that symbolizes the hope that we have in Jesus. The hope that he brings and the hope that he gives. Everything that we look forward to. That is what we are here for. And that is what we celebrate today.
So hear the angels sing, there's hope for everyone. To announce our King, there's hope for everyone. What good news they bring, there's hope for everyone. Angels sing, there's hope for everyone. They came from afar, there's hope for everyone. Wise men saw the star, there's hope for everyone. Shepherds heard the choir, there's hope for everyone. From afar, there's hope for everyone. We are waiting on the promise for the one who lights the darkness, bending low to be among. Your glory in the highest, Jesus. Come, let us adore. There's hope for everyone. On the manger floor, there's hope for everyone. What are you waiting for? There's hope for everyone. Come, adore. There's hope for your glory in the highest, Jesus.
Lord God, thank you for your hope. Lord, thank you for your glory. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Lord, bending low, God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, we worship you.
And how great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to bear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. Of kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. In every chain, there's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on.
Then came the morning.
Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe out of the silence. The roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living.
God, we praise you, Lord, because you are alive today. Lord, in our hearts and on the throne of heaven. So we praise you and we give you glory and honor and thanks. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, River Church family. I hope you're well. It is the first week of Advent, although we're still in November. But let's be honest, no one knows what day it is during 2020. So this is a helpful reminder. So we are in the first week of Advent. We are coming up to Christmas. I've already put up my Christmas tree with my family. I hope you have. Actually, we put it up a while ago. I was driving around my neighborhood last night, and I've seen some Christmas trees that have been up for months outside the house. And I love the Christmas season, and I wish we could leave the tree up more, but we don't. So I digress. It is wonderful to be in the Christmas season. I hope you're well. We are still in the series of Ephesians, and we are in Ephesians 4, halfway through Ephesians 4. Pastor Nick did the first part of Ephesians 4, and now we're kind of the end of 4, and I'll be kind of going into chapter 5. I'd like to read it in a bit, and then I'll kind of unpack it. But before I do that, I want to say this. I was walking up and down the church lobby preparing for this, and it got me thinking that when me, and it's just me and Wayne in the room, he's operating the cameraman, and he's an amazing man that comes to our church, and it's kind of weird when we have to record like this, live or not live, because we are speaking to an audience that is going to be behind the camera, but we have no idea who's watching. So whoever is watching this, if you're watching this live or not live, I just want to say welcome. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bible and Jesus in a second. If you've come to the River Church for 50 years, welcome back. If this is your first time experiencing like this, welcome too. Or if someone just sent you a random link and you have no idea what is happening, I also want to say welcome. My name's Andy. I work here at the church. And let's jump into this book, which was originally a letter of Ephesians. So here we go. Ephesians 4, I'm going to start at verse 20, and then I'll actually jump to another bit in chapter 5. So I'm reading out the New Living Translation, if you want to follow along. Ephesians 4. Since you have heard about Jesus and you have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. I'm going to jump down to chapter 5 and verse 8. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good, right, and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord, and take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. So obviously, I missed out a bit, a lot of chapter 5, and I really encourage you to read it. These two bits of Ephesians are almost paired together, so I just want to jump into that with you. But the beginning of chapter 5 is so good, we just don't have time to get into that right now. So, light. Paul is talking about light, and I think it's so cool that this passage just ended up being on the first week of Advent. I didn't know that when I started planning this weeks ago, but I think it's so cool that the light example is right here. And we know a lot about light at this time of year. We move all of our lights outside and we decorate our houses, and then we move, we move trees and greenery inside, and it's crazy, but we know a lot about light this time of year. So why is he talking about light? And why is he talking about that when God's light is in us, it only knows how to produce what is good, right, and true? I want you guys to think about this. Whatever's inside of you, I believe, will eventually come out. Whatever good or whatever bad is inside of you will eventually come out. I was thinking this, I don't know if you guys have ever been to like a cafe or maybe in a house or at a bar or pub or something, but if you're holding a drink or holding a mug, and what happens when someone nudges you? Probably by mistake, unless you have little kids who are trying to attack your feet, but what happens when someone nudges you? What happens is whatever's in the cup, if you're not careful, will actually come out. And like me, when I make a cup of tea, I make it all the way to the brim. I try to get as much tea as I can, although I don't always drink it. People know that. But when you're holding it and you get nudged, what is in the cup will come out. And I believe that's the same with our heart and our soul and our mind, that whatever we're putting into our system, whatever we're putting into our minds, our heart, and our soul will eventually come out, whether that is good or whether that is bad. So when Paul's talking about light, we know that light exposes the darkness, and what this room would be very dark without the lights and this candle. But as soon as we turn the lights on and light candles, the light exposes what is already here, which is us on stage, right? Or different things around us. So whatever is inside will be exposed. And what Paul is saying is that when we let the light of Christ shine in our hearts and shine in the deepest part of us, will we let the light of Christ expose what is really there? And if we do, whatever is exposed will come out. Now, I think it's a lot easier for us, especially if I can be bold and say this within the church, to point the finger at other people, to point the blame, to point the shame, to say, during COVID, we should have done this, or during COVID, we should have done that, or at that protest in town, they should have done that, or I should have done this. And I think it's easy just to kind of go pew, 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 and point the finger at other people. And I think it's actually harder to hold up a mirror in front of our face and ask the Lord to expose what's in our heart. And one of my prayers for you today is, will we ask the Lord, Lord, shine your light that only produces what is right, true, and good. Will you expose that into the deepest part of ourselves? And will you expose the filth and the yuck that is in there? And when you do, and it's exposed, because you only know how to produce what is good, it will be cleaned and it will be refreshed. And as it says, we can be renewed by our mind. Ultimately, renewed by our mind is the way we used to live no longer works, and we want to live and go a different direction. The way that we used to process and think, the way we used to believe, won't be true anymore, because the light of Christ will be renewed in our hearts. I believe COVID has changed so many things in our lives. Businesses have shut down. It's been hard. We have lost people. People have moved out of town. Our rhythm has been changed. School is all over the place. But one thing I believe it's really changed, maybe more than anything, is things that have been in our hearts and our souls have actually been coming to the surface, and things are beginning to be exposed because we have nowhere else to hide. And if that's you, I know that's me for sure this year, but if that's you, can I encourage you to maybe pray a simple prayer? God, would you please let your light shine in my heart? And would you give me the strength when things are exposed to know how to deal with them? Because when he puts his light in you, only the light will know how to shine out, but it will have to get rid of the dirt and filth in the meantime. I want to say this. We all have the ability to extend love or to operate in fear, but the one that grows is the one that you feed. Let me say that again. We all have the ability to extend love and to operate in fear. The one that grows is the one that you feed. So what are you feeding in your life? Are you letting junk into your head? Are you just watching stuff on Netflix and Hulu or whatever it is? They're not a sponsor, but maybe they should. But are you just watching the stuff and just letting it go into your heart and soul, and it's just not good for you? Because if it's not, it's gonna come out. Are you listening to stuff? Are you hanging around with people who are just negative and gossiping all the time? Because if you're doing that and you're letting it in, it will eventually come out. Or are you asking the Lord, Lord, I want more of your light to shine in my heart, and will you expose the filth and the dirt that's there, and will you give me the strength to help me to get rid of it with you? Or as it says in Ephesians, when I situated myself in Christ, would you let your light shine? Every time I have said something about In the Light, I really want to sing the DC Talk song, In the Light. If you don't know that song, you either need to quickly Google it, or I don't know if we can be friends. But there is so much truth that when you let the light in, it will come out. And when you live in the light, people will see Christ in you. And right now what the world is looking for, especially what people are looking for in Durango, is they're looking for a group of people who can be authentically themselves, true to the cause of Jesus, and learn to live their lives out like that in community. And when people see the realness of you guys doing that, they'll be like, I want whatever you have. What is that? And that, what they're talking about, is the light of Christ that's shining out of you. So as we go even more into this holiday season, will you let that light in? And I've repeated 1,000 times, so the light can shine out of you. So cool if we pray together. Jesus, I want to thank you so much for this time and the space that we have together. I want to thank you so much for just this moment that we can be reminded that if we let your light in, the light will shine out. And there's so many songs that are just coming to mind right now about light, and it's quite a common theme in songs. And I think it's so common, and Paul is so repetitive in this because it's just so true that the light exposes what is dark and it reveals to us what's really there. And maybe there's some people here who will be honest, and what's really there is so much fear. And they're terrified that if they let the light expose that part of them, or maybe if it's shame or maybe blame, that they'll be terrified what is really revealed. And I ask that you would give them the strength to let go of it, because it's baggage that we cannot hold on to any longer. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you that your light is only good, true, and pure. We pray all of this in your name. Amen. Well, guys, have a great rest of your day, and I hope to see you back in this space soon. Peace.